Oh, I'll keep the door closed. I don't want any rain blowing in here. And wipe your boots off while you're at it. I have enough adventures tracking muck through here as it is. Good enough. Now, what can I do for you? Surely, if you're willing to walk the downpour outside, you've got a good reason for being here. You certainly don't look wounded. Nor do you look like a local with that sort of attire. You've got delivery for me. I wasn't expecting anything. Did I forget something that I ordered? I've been so busy lately. Well, pardon me for my neglectfulness, but who is it from? Sawa? Huh? Wait, she's in town. Where is she then? She has business on the other side of town. That makes sense. Well, I'm sure she'll come by later and see me for herself. But what could she possibly have for me? I take it that's what the satchel's for. Ah, yes. Well, you can bring it over here and set it on the table. Go ahead and take your boots off and relax. Any friend of Sawa's is a guest here, not a customer. You got here just in time, given how hard the rain picked up in the past few minutes. I haven't talked to her in so long. I'm eager to see what sort of surprise she has in store for me. Here. Sit it down and take a load off. Looks heavy. Ooh, that is quite the load of plants. Wow. She wanted them delivered before they went bad. She must have just picked them recently then. I take it she gathered them on her trip here. The three of you picked them up while letting the animals rest. Oh, does that mean you're traveling with her? It is rare for another person to ride alongside with Sawa and her niece. I see. Well, I can't thank the three of you enough. Oh, there have been so many wounded lately. The season's been particularly bad for weather, and all the adventures fighting in these conditions. Well, it certainly doesn't favor them. But nobody wants to stop for a bed and rest. Oh, they all have to be heroes, don't they? Everyone's always chasing after the next big score. Anyway, my mana reserves are taxed. I'm exhausted, if it wasn't obvious from my rather curt greeting earlier. Sorry about that, by the way. In any case, I've been relying more and more on salves and potions lately more than anything. So, seeing the sack of plants, well, it's worth the boon. Maya delivers whatever she can to me, but lately it hasn't been enough. Maya's the blacksmith in town. Another one of her friends, actually. Though I imagine if she told you about me, you're at least vaguely aware of her. Well, assuming you haven't been told already, my name's Aurelia. It's a pleasure to meet you. Well, you can't remember your own name. Oh, that's absolutely dreadful. Well, if you'd like, you're welcome to stay here and wait out the rain. You have other business with me? I've got something that Asawa wants back. Yes, the herbalism book. I've long since finished reading it, and I've even transcribed a copy of it for myself. You're more than welcome to have her book back. I'll make sure you have it in your hands before you leave. Honestly, I can't express how helpful that book was. I can't fathom where she finds these things, but the amount that I learned from it goes to show why she's as good as she is. She's practically been a mentor from afar. Oh, absolutely. I have nothing but good things to say about her. You know, we didn't get on very well at first, but, well, that was more of me doing some growing up. I used to live far up north, studied at the Magic Academy up there, and came down here thinking I was all high and mighty. I was ready to show off what I'd learned and make a name for myself. Yes, you're right. I was in fact an adventurer when I first came down here. And after a few mishaps, I realized that I was just a fool. I was out of my depths. Oh, no, 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 no. You don't have to apologize for anything. I've accepted the past by this point. What's done is done. And I've made my peace with it. By settling in as one of the town's healers, I've been able to do more good for anyone than I would have traipsed in the countryside looking for treasure. Annoyingly, the town's clerics treated me as competition for quite some time. Oh, they provide similar services as I do, just in exchange for donations in their temples. I'm a wholly independent sort, and aside from that, there's a bit of frowning upon my healing techniques. But there's enough traffic in the town now that without my presence, they'd be completely overwhelmed. So now they just pay me no heed. What's wrong with my sort of healing? How much do you know about the land? And about magic? I assume, given your amnesia, not much? You know, not more than what Sawa has told you. Fair enough. Well, given the downpour outside, I'd say I've got you as a captive audience for now. I'm certainly not going to sit here and try to teach you how to use magic, but if you'd like, I could give you a bit of a lesson on the nature of it. What say you? Ah, wonderful. Ooh, it has been so long since I've had a guest to talk to. I can stow the herbs later. Judging by the freshness of them, I've got at least 4 or 5 days to process all of them. Oh, a break to just talk for a bit would be quite nice. It's really quite refreshing for me. Typically, I don't have guests. I merely have customers. Come along. There's a place we can get comfy over here. Sometimes, on a day like today, I like to just sit here, watch the rain, and study. Don't be shy. You can sit with me, you know. I'm not going to bite. There you go. Now make yourself comfy and settle in. Oh, I've got so much to tell you. Magic ebbs and flows through nearly everything in our world. Even in trace amounts, you can find it in the people, the creatures, the plants. Even the rain and soil can carry it. Basic users can tap into their unused mana stores to manipulate magical implements and draw it forth, such as using wands. This is often a bit haphazardly done and rough, but it works well enough. Now, a skilled practitioner can manipulate the energy within their own bodies and give it a controlled form based on what they've been taught. And true masters, well, they can utilize not only their internal mana, but that the environment around them. That includes ambient energy lingering in the air, or that of other creatures. Oftentimes, these mages manifest in incredible displays, sculpting and shaping the energy as they see fit. I'm keeping it brief, but when I say, as they see fit, I'm talking about whatever form takes shape in their mind, weaving into new creatures entirely, weapons, armor, nourishment, causing storms of fire to cascade in the heavens. And some consider mana to be the foundational building block for reality as we know it, but that is a very reductive way of looking at it. Those with a deeper education, such as myself, we know that this energy is but one piece of a grand puzzle, much of what we have yet to understand. Does that make sense so far? Not really. Well, give it time. I'm sure it'll sink in. I know it's a lot at once. But it's really not that complicated at the end of the day. This is just the basics after all. Now, magic itself is broken down into a number of schools, starting with elemental affinities. Remember I mentioned earlier that the clergy don't like what I do? Well, it's at this top level that they start to disagree with my methods. So before I get into the finer details, I'll cover that. I myself am primarily versed in healing magic, drawn from light and nature. My learning is all practical application, and I studied how to manipulate my body's own mana reserves. I pull my power from within myself, first and foremost, and secondarily from external sources. Now, in the priesthood, however, they believe that all power is derived from the gods. And they aren't entirely wrong, given how active the divinities are in our lives, for better or for worse. Don't tell them I said that. They'd have a fit. Now, measuring the mana levels around those who derive power from faith have shown that their faith is indeed rewarded. Not all clerics look down on techniques like mine. For example, a seasoned adventurer won't give you such attitude. They're faithful, but they're still practical and down to earth. Why not combine the two schools of thought? Oh, there are some that certainly do. But there's a bit of a problem with the application of divine power. Given the external source, so to speak, it often ends up being more raw and less controlled, which in some cases may or may not be a bad thing. But it's far, far more difficult to shape divine mana than it is your own. It's doubly as difficult to shape both at once. Imagine the difference between a raging wildfire and a controlled burn. Maybe not the best comparison, but still. At the end of the day, regardless of the source of your power, the resulting schools of magic typically are the same. The top level of these schools are derived from elemental mastery. That is, shaping the mana into building blocks of existence. Things like fire and water, for example. We're taught how to convert mana into these aspects and combine them together to get the result we want. A mage who weaves fire and water together will, without another element at least heaped together, typically produce a billowing cloud of steam. And this isn't always a hard rule, of course. There's varying results depending on the ratios of elements combined together. But that's getting a bit too deep into things to cover right now. Magic is a bit of a science and a bit of an art. That's right. I said earlier that I'm versed the most in light and nature. Did you have a question about that? Does that mean I can't handle other elements? Oh, no, not at all. Everyone's taught how to use all of them. It's just that, down the line, we typically specialize in a few of them. Understanding how to handle the basics is paramount to doing any magic at all. Now, moving beyond the basics, we start to go into general application schools, such as healing in my case. Others might learn to do more offensive things with their magic, such as, say, shooting a bolt of lightning. Are there any incantations necessary? Well, yes, some magic does benefit from incantations, and others from gestures, but usually they're meaningful words of power. You aren't going to see a mage running about the battlefield shouting, lightning bolt at monsters. Oh my, that would be silly, wouldn't it? Anyway, continuing on, there's other schools of magic on a similar level to healing and such, but you get enough of an idea, yes? Good. Moving beyond that, we start getting into more specialized applications. And for new students, this is often where things begin to get a little bit weird. What's a good example? Yes. There's an entire school of magic pertaining toward manipulating the environment. And this can be things like creating rain to water crops, raising and lowering temperatures, things like that. A magician who is skilled in that field can work wonders to prevent famine by inducing localized weather effects. Am I specialized in anything? No, just healing. I've never dealt in those specialized schools. Oh, but I can use healing magic as an example. Going back to the top, I primarily work with light and nature magic. I do touch on a few other elements as well, such as using fire to cauterize wounds, but I typically weave those two together when I practice healing magic. Now, if I want to study an advanced school beyond that, healing magic lends itself toward animation, and by extension, reanimation. That is, the ability to breathe life into things. No. Where did you get that from? In the school of animation, Well, it typically does not include necromancy. Sawa told you about Urvask. Well, technically, the school does encompass that skill set, but it is frowned upon. No, I'm talking about returning the recently deceased to life, or animating the earth into golems, that sort of thing. But be careful about bringing that sort of thing up. I don't particularly care, but it makes some people uncomfy or wary. And definitely don't bring it up around the priests in town. They will give you such a telling off. No, you don't need to apologize to me. It just surprised me. I suppose that means she was telling you about her travels then. Well, in any case, I think I've covered enough of the basics. Do you have any questions? Or do you get the general idea? Does magic feel like anything? I mean, magic's foundational, so it feels like what you create with it. Fire is hot and burns. Water will make you feel wet. What about healing magic? That depends on the elements used in it. But in my case, most people describe it as warm, kind of like the sun shining on you. If you'd like, I could try it on you. What about my mana reserves? Oh, I'm perfectly fine. I'll barely be using any on you. Now, stick out your arm for me. There. What did that feel like to you? Nothing. Are you sure? Now, strange. Here, let me try again. There. I put a little more mana into it. Anything? Nothing at all. There's a tool I keep around here. What does it do? Oh, it measures the density of mana in a person's body. Where is... Here. Alright. First, let me try it on myself. My levels are lower than usual, but that's to be expected until I can recover them. Now for you. Oh, there's nothing. Sawa said you had residual magic on you earlier. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean it belongs to you. Let me recalibrate this a bit. No. Not one bit of mana. Oh, you must be just like Maya. How rare. It's hard to not know if you're devoid of magic, so you must have simply forgotten due to the amnesia. Well, it's not the end of the world. That simply means that you need to be cared for in other ways. You know, you have been such a good listener for me. Maybe after I finish processing all the plants and herbs, I can pass some potions your way. You can't travel unprepared, you know. Is there anything you can do about it? Go work out. Get really strong and swing a sword around or something. No, in all seriousness, scholars have never found a solution to those with your condition. There was a study some time ago. People attempted to infuse a subject with raw mana, but none of it took. It just rolled right off them, like water off a duck's back. Otherwise, there's... Oh. You were so kind to deliver those plants to me, you know. But I do wonder if you'd be willing to deliver some other samples to me. Yes. How do I put this? I should just be direct. There, it is easier that way. There is a notable source of mana that can be typically shared between two consenting adults via an exchange of fluids. Too clinical? Alright. Sex is an easy way to exchange mana between two people. For example, a warrior with no magical training who doesn't need their reserves, well, they can give it to their magicians rather easily. The fluids that we create, they typically carry a rather dense amount of it. No, I'm not propositioning you for sex exactly. You don't even have any mana to partake of. Please, let me finish. Now, those raw fluids, they can be taken, saved, distilled, and used elsewhere. It doesn't have to be for sex. It can just be helping the person get off and collecting their cum. Another common use for it is growing plants with it, infusing them with that mana. And now, sometimes you can over-infuse them and cause growth problems. Now, what I want to test is the result to perform that same infusion, but with the fluids of someone who's devoid of mana. Amaya has rebuffed my advances in that way, but maybe you'd be willing to participate? All for the advancement of knowledge, of course. I'm being rather forward. Oh, come now. I'm sure that I haven't been any more forward than Sawa has. I've known her long enough to know she's already partaken, shall we say? She hasn't? Really? I'm surprised to hear that. Well, I'm sure that she'll ask you sooner or later. Especially if you keep being such a good companion. But is that a no? Or... you will? Oh, wonderful. Good girl, good girl. That makes me so happy to hear. Oh, you are blushing so hard. Is that your weak spot? I'll keep that in mind. After all, I do so love to learn new things. In that case, why don't you and I go back to the other room? I have some fun in mind. Now come along, then. Come along, my dear. And bring one of the cushions with you from the sitting room. Here, put the cushion on the table. There you go. Now, why don't you take a nice look at these? I don't even need to ask you like my breasts. I can tell by the look on your face. That's good. That's very good. Because I plan on using them to milk you. Relax. Breathe. You don't need to be so stiff around me. Well, I guess there is one part of you I do want to be stiff. Now get those pants off for me. Wonderful. You didn't even need me to get you ready. Oh, but how sad. So that means Sawa really didn't bother taking care of you then, did she? But that just means that I'll get a nice big sample from you. Now, up on the table, I want you right at the edge. And you can put your knees in the cushion. Ah, good girl. You are so eager, aren't you? You must want this real bad. Honestly, you're kind of cute. I don't often get to this sort of thing. And it's even more rare that I get to take the lead. But look at you. How vulnerable. Showing me your rear. Your hard, dripping cock hanging down between your legs. Twitching ever so slightly. Tell me, dear. When you walked in the door and saw me, did you imagine me doing dirty things with you? And be honest. You did. God. I like it when people want me. After all, that's why I wear such form-fitting dresses. God. Honest girls get rewards. And I'm gonna reward you with a kiss right here on these heavy, cum-filled balls of yours. And they tensed up so much when my lips brushed against them. Now, you can't come for me that quickly. Setting aside my request for some samples, I would like to actually have some fun with you and enjoy the moment. I do wonder, though, if you react like that to my lips, what if I do this? Your cock is throbbing and bouncing so much. And this long strand of pre-cum dripping from the tip. You know, maybe I'll take a little taste now. There's plenty more to collect later. Oh, delicious. What a shame that I'll be bottling it all up. But maybe if you stay in town long enough, I can get a proper taste of you. How cute. It jumped again. I wonder how long it'll last my breasts. Oh, that's good. That's real good. I do think that I've collected enough for the time being. You worked so hard for me, though. Good girl. You know, I'll probably use these up in short order. You're welcome to come back anytime and give me more samples. There's so many other methods of collection you could try. Well, I suppose we should get this cleaned up, shouldn't we? You really are such a healthy young lady. Oh, you make quite the mess of me. Here's a towel for you. Clean yourself up. Why did I call myself mommy? Oh, how embarrassing. I didn't even realize. I was so caught up in the moment. It must have just slipped out. I mean, you didn't mind, right? You liked it? Good. I'll keep that in mind then. But, I guess it's the age difference between us and your demeanor. Oh, it just made me feel that way. You're wandering this land with nary a memory in your head, learning about all these things anew. I guess, deep down inside of me, it just sparked something. My. After all of that, the rain is still carrying on outside, isn't it? Well, you're welcome to stay the night if you'd like. I didn't plan on cooking anything tonight, but if you're hungry, I've got fresh food in the sitting room that you can eat. Also, you might want to pull your pants back up. Oh, there's no need to apologize. We both got a bit lost in the moment today. Now why don't we sit back down and relax a bit? You can have my tape, and I could talk your ear off a bit more. How does that sound? Good. Well, go ahead and take however many apples you'd like. Some of the local farmers gave me stocked up on fresh fruits and veggies as a thank you for my services. This might be a bit of an odd thing to offer, but would you like to lay your head in my lap? You get comfy. Eat and relax with me. I'm glad. I was worried it'd sound strange. Come here then. Good girl. There you go. Get nice and comfy and settle in. No, I don't think that I have anything else to add to the magic lesson from earlier. Maybe I could tell you a bit about the town. I'm not sure what else Sawa told you. Just that Summerfield used to be a little farming village. Ah, I see. So you got just the basics. Well, as you surely saw while traipsing about the town, it's quite big now. I've been here for a number of years myself. I mentioned earlier, but I was originally an adventurer seeking my fortune. That didn't go so well, so instead, I opened up shop here. I'm just one of the many that came out west to brave the expanse. Oh, the town has absolutely boomed since the early days. But you know all that already. Oh, I didn't even realize I had started stroking your hair. Does it bother you? No. I'll continue then. As I was saying, the main driving force behind the growth of the guilds, some of whom received investment from various major cities. Out of the governments that contributed, the Central Kingdom probably put the most gold in this project. They have a lot of sway in the area. My people, along with their Vex, made some token contributions as well. So they've got small offices here. Did any other kingdoms contribute? No. Adventurers have traveled here from all those realms, but they're typically too far to care, or they're embroiled in their own messes at the time being. Surprisingly enough, though, the town's leadership was largely supplanted by, of all things, a completely independent guild. No governmental ties at all. What are the guilds? Ah, they're keeping them up, but it seems like you haven't had them explained. It's kind of a catch-all term that we use for any purpose-built organization that is run at a smaller scale. Well, scale is relative, I suppose. They are very large guilds, but they are typically adventuring organizations. For example, a group of traders that have banded together to sell wares would be a guild. But something like the government of a kingdom, even though it is an organizational body, would not be a guild. Does that make sense? It's a bit messy, but think of it as guilds as being a more boots-on-the-ground approach. Good, good. To be honest, I have a hard time making complete sense of it myself. Suffice it to say, guilds come in all sizes and all purposes. Traders, adventurers, scholars, you name it, it probably exists. How about the guild that runs the town? Ah, yes. Well, the town's original leadership is still here, and they do have a say. But the largest investor in the region was by a woman named Hisame. Money aside, her guild did so much for the town at the start of the push out west. Infrastructure, supplies, security. The town didn't want to lose independence to a large government, so they turned to her to help maintain their way of living. Of course, no matter what you do, growth does bring change, but she has worked with the locals to ensure the change happened the way they liked. What does her guild do? I'm honestly not sure. Given her wealth, I thought she ran a trade guild at first. That's what she says she does, at least. But then, her guild has also done a lot of construction and agriculture work around here, as well as managing adventurers. They seem to do a little bit of everything. I've had the chance to talk with Hisame on a number of occasions. Why, she even invested a bit into my shop here. Though amusingly, she completely ignored the priests in town. Maybe she sees something in me? Perhaps. She's a very pragmatic woman. She's cagey. When she looks at you, she gives off this feeling that she has already analyzed every possible outcome of your encounter together. She sounds scary? Maybe to some. She's certainly the kind of woman that gets what she wants. if she hadn't done so many good things for the town. I'd certainly say she's terrifying. But as long as you stay on her good side, you'll find her to be an excellent ally. Shouldn't you expect to meet her? Possibly. Zawa has dealings with her from time to time, so there is a chance. But if you do encounter her, a piece of advice for you. Be forthright with your intentions. Don't try to outwit her. Don't try to play games. You will lose every time. Anyone else of note to be aware of? At least within Hisame's organization, there's two girls that act as her left and right hand. But for the life of me, I can't remember the names. I'd never talk to them. They're a pair of dangerous warriors that can have problems. There's also Vella. She handles keeping track of all the work and requests for the adventurers in town. She was appointed by Hisame, but she operates independently of the guild. Supposedly, she is a completely neutral entity amongst all little factions looking to carve out their piece of the town. The girl has a bit of an attitude, but she's smart and good at what she does. I have posted work with her numerous times. You don't seem like an adventurer, so unless you're posting work for Zawa, I doubt you'll meet her. Unless you take my advice, that is, and go learn how to swing a sword around. But beyond that, not really. I am sure the envoys from various kingdoms have interesting stories to tell, but I've only ever seen them moving about the town. Maybe a trip to the tavern, or to the inn. That might be good for you if you're looking to learn more. The ladies who run those could tell you all sorts of things, given how many interesting travelers pass through here. But of course, I don't know how tight of a leash Sawa is keeping on you, given your condition. Be worth asking her, though. Oh, that was an awfully loud yawn. Are you tired? Our bit of fun earlier took it out of you. I can't blame you. Well, I probably talked enough for the day. Why don't you close your eyes and take it easy? That's right. You're gonna sleep on my lap. No, you aren't imposing. It's nice. It's nice to have someone to dote on a little bit. Being so focused on work all the time leaves me a bit lonely. So having someone to spoil, it's so refreshing. So why don't you close your eyes? Listen to the rain. The sound of my breathing. My fingers gently running through your hair. Doesn't that sound nice? Good. You really are such a good girl. It seems like you needed this as much as I did. So just relax. Close your eyes. Let everything fade away. I'll be here to take care of you. Just the two of us. Soft pattering of rain on the rooftop. My fingers running through your hair. The rain is so comfy, isn't it? I'm so glad that I can share this with somebody. Instead of being all by myself. Oh no. You know, I am so jealous of Saul. Is to have you all to herself. Well, at least I got to borrow you a little bit. Mm. as well. It wouldn't be so bad if I fell asleep sitting here with you. No, would it? Mm.